Are we live? Well, let's just do this. Type one if you think that's an amazing sound when you just take the pieces of silver and drop them on each other. A lot of people are preparing for very hard economic times, and they are very smart to be doing that. And this has been on a tear lately, and it has broken past the $30 mental breakdown moment, that moment when traders said, there's no way it's going to do it again, and it's starting to really move. If you're preparing for hard times, you're going to be very rewarded. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about China and what's going on in the solar industry. We're going to talk about the real estate to silver ratio. People that have been preparing for that are absolutely crushing it right now. They're grinning from ear to ear. And why did I want to do this video today? Talk to a friend, another YouTuber, and he's got a channel and he talks about silver. And he texts me and he goes, I'm so glad that I bought silver this morning. I said, oh yeah, why is that? And he said, because it's up almost $2 since I bought it this morning. And just so you know, I haven't stopped my purchases of silver. As a matter of fact, anything in my opinion under 50 is a great price, but I want to get it as low as possible. Quite frankly, I want lower prices right now because I understand the fundamentals. And one of those fundamentals are what's going on right now out of the northernminer.com. They're reporting that China's solar panel surge powers the silver price. And it's really interesting because you think about when you look at a solar panel and you see solid beads, solid lines of silver, and understand that there is no other metal that can replace that at its current size. The amount of voltage, amps that silver can handle before it melts is unlike anything else. And it's not even second only to copper. That's why copper, to push that much energy, has got to be so big, so robust. And it's such a clean energy signal that fires through silver. As a matter of fact, all other metals are compared to silver when tested for their electrical conductivity. Now, you look at a solar panel and think about the amount of silver, and it's really negligible. It's really not that big of a deal. And even if when silver goes to $200 or $300, maybe $400 an ounce, and actually when I say maybe, I believe it's going a lot higher. Type two if you agree with me. As a matter of fact, type what you believe the price of silver will be while you are still on this earth crushing it financially. I want to know what your best guess is, okay? So knowing that silver goes to $400 an ounce, it's going to raise the price of that panel, but nowhere near the amount of being able to go, we shouldn't make those panels. See, that's how valuable it is. And as the price rises and more news comes out, because as of right now, just looking at CNBC as of the recording of this video, we're up almost $2 an ounce and silver is about to cross $32. Now, a lot of people, naysayers would say, yeah, but it's been $50 or about $50 twice before. And it hasn't gotten past. Well, guess what? Third time's the charm. And I have to be honest, since I started my YouTube channel 3 years ago, 4 years, I don't remember how long it's been, I started talking about this and how important it was to have, not only to see the value of your money go up in this next inflation cycle, I was saying that years before it started, but it changes your paradigm when you understand that the powers that be are trying their hardest to keep this down. But now with China leading the surge in the gold price and silver picking up, the COMEX is powerless. Now, let me ask you this, and this is important. At what price or how long have you been investing in silver? Put that down below, because I like people to be able to go through the comments that have never owned two coins. And right now, these are going to cost you probably about $35 each, $35. They're amazing. And to have just two and learn about the qualities that water filtration can't happen at a certain level without the use of silver, medical bandages, medical applications. There's so much to this. It's absolutely insane. And now that we have broken through that $30 price point, and I said, once we hold $30 for 3 days, we found our floor. I called my friend, a professional futures trader. He actually trades silver, gold, commodities, futures, absolutely crushes. As a matter of fact, if you want to learn from him, there's a link down to his, I think a 50% off link to his course on futures trading, commodities futures specifically. And he teaches how to use he uses micro futures contracts to control, I think, 2,000 ounces of silver at a time for a real small price. He's killing it right now. And the more traders start to see this and they start to turn their face to the silver story, it's going to catch fire. And the silver community, quite frankly, is a very extremely robust, knowledgeable community. As a matter of fact, if you're one of those silver bugs, type 3 down below or hashtag silver and let the people know that you're there. It's absolutely incredible. The mindset of somebody that owns silver. You know, it's funny. I love my rights, and I love the right to bear arms, and I love target practice and protecting myself. And I've my whole life I grew up with that. I've sought after tactical training and many different types of weapons. And it's amazing that even people that aren't investors that own firearms, they all pretty much have silver. And I like that. I think that honestly, silver is akin to Independence Day and American Pie. I can't call it the 4th of July. And you know, you think about it today as we celebrate Memorial Day, and I'm going to get to the silver house ratio in a second. You know, how many people gave their lives, amazing men and women, heroic people, heroes that I saw a video or a photo the other day of a Spitfire that knocked Hitler, Germany had built those flying bombs. It's not the X-1, but I'm blanking on the name. Please put it down below. And there's a photo of one that was launched and it was flying towards its destination to kill thousands and thousands of people, just knock out a portion of a city. And a Spitfire pilot comes cruising up and he's pushing it off course, right? Now, I get the Spitfire, you know, I'm going to get to our soldiers, but he's knocking it off course, putting himself in harm's way, could knock his wing off, rip it off, cause structural damage to his aircraft. But all he could think of is what that weapon was going to do. And he made it. That pilot made it. But think of all the people that didn't. They fought for our freedoms. You know, the Boston Tea Party was started over a 2% tax. Like, we're getting taxed left and right in horrible, horrible ways right now. We have men and women that gave their lives so that we could have the freedoms that we have. And I will say, I honestly believe that our freedoms are being taken away as fast as possible. And so if you don't, and I know this sounds crazy, but it's not. Matter of fact, type 6, if you believe it's not crazy, it's your duty to have a little bit of this. Go buy 2 coins. Start to change your mind. Because our nation was built and it was prosperous because it used to help a lot of people, and now it doesn't. And one of the ways the weapons our country has used to manipulate other countries is through money manipulation. And that's why for so long, this hasn't been worth a whole lot of US dollars. But I honestly believe that the third time is the charm, and we are about to absolutely have our minds blown with the panic that ensues as silver hits and crosses over $50. Now, I honestly think that this is the time. There's actually a Bible verse about this. I'll just quote it. I don't have it in front of me. And the great news is you don't have to believe in God or the Bible to know that this is an amazing verse and full of wisdom. It says that the rich will heap silver up like dust, and the poor will come and gather it up and be blessed. Now, I'm paraphrasing that verse, but it is in the book of Proverbs. And the reason why I bring it up right now is because this has been called poor man's gold for a long time by wealthy people. And they are about to be very surprised, because ever since I started this channel, I've been talking about it, and thousands of people said, before I ever saw your YouTube channel, I had no idea what silver was, and you've completely changed my life. Because not only have they made an amazing profit, right? Since they bought it. On a percentage basis, it's crushing it. And we've only just begun. And I do believe there could be pullbacks. There's always pullbacks, right? I don't get emotional over the price of silver. I get emotional of trying to get as much as I can, right? And so, of course, I'm diversified. So I'm not going out and spending everything I've got or mortgaging my house. I saw this happen in the last run up to $50. People mortgage their home and they lost their butts. Don't do that. Okay. But the reason why people thank me is because they said my mindset has been shifted. Things are different. Now, let's talk about the gold of the silver to housing ratio. A year and a half ago, I put out a course and I've got a sale going right now. I'm just going to be my own advertiser. It's got like, I think 8 hours left of the sale, $299, 83% off of $1,700 for two courses, Real Estate Media Master and Real Estate Crash Cycles, the Crash Cycles course. In that, I had do a video and I said that I explained what happens to the price of real estate when the price of gold rises, because the price of gold does something very special when inflation rises or there is a problem in the markets. And gold started this run quite some time ago. But then I also talked about silver and how silver lags behind. But then when it goes, it's an absolute rocket ship. And if you'll take a portion of your down payment and put it in precious metals as you're getting ready for a real estate crash, you're going to gain exponential gains on a percentage basis in relation to your down payment, or even if you have enough to pay cash for a house, in relation to the price of real estate. And that's absolutely happening right now. There's no denying it. You know, today on CNBC, I'm looking at the charts. Gold's up $18, right? And it's saying gold loses momentum on ebbing rate cut speculation. Now look at, this is live, right? There's the gold price. It's up like 1%. Silver sitting right next to it. And you see the headline has nothing to do with silver. Silver's up over 4.5% right now. They don't want to mention silver. You want to know why? This is something that very few people understand. Algorithms trading bots for Bloomberg terminal owners and huge sovereign funds, wealth funds, hedge funds, all this stuff. They have special trading bots. We use them sometimes in crypto trading, and they're amazing. And they trade off of news and information. Silver is set up to where if it goes up a certain amount, I believe it's, I'm blanking out, I'm live, guys. I want to say it's $3. If it goes up $3 one day, they're going to stop silver trading for a certain amount of minutes. If I remember right, it's 15. Because they want to calm down the market. They don't want it to get overheated. They don't have that on stocks. They don't have that on bonds. Silver can go unlimited to the downside. There's no trading stops. Unlimited. But it's halted after $3 of trading. Now think about that. Why is that? It's because there are people that are very afraid. You see, this is why the book The Wizard of Oz was written. It was actually written about the crime of, was it 1786? Or I'm blanking out right now. When a group of money changers convinced a bunch of farmers to petition Congress to demonetize silver. And it was a crime. It was horrible. But it's why the book was written. And in the books, her slippers were silver. Dorothy's slippers were silver, not red. When they went to make the movie, they said, there's no way we could have her slippers silver. We have to come up with a story. So we came up with Technicolor and made them ruby red slippers. They would have looked better in silver. But you see, the reason why CNBC will not post in that a story right now about silver, because it's afraid of trading algos starting to pick this stuff up and saying, you know what, we should start moving over to ETFs. The ETFs are afraid because they don't have the silver to back it up. Type 10 if you agree with that. Honestly, think about this. Watch what's about to happen. If you're just new to this channel, watch what the people watching this video that are silver bugs that have been researching this for years, if not decades, some of them, they know exactly what's going on. And the COMEX, the proof is in the pudding, because over the years, the COMEX has changed the rules. In order for you to take physical delivery, they keep upping the amount of shares you need to own in SLV in order to take physical delivery, because they do not have that silver. And they are afraid to see the price of silver rise. As a matter of fact, I think Wall Street Bets, and if anybody can hashtag Wall Street Bets or start trying to get new videos like over this, if they want to do something really big, go start a short squeeze on silver and watch what happens. How many people would like to see that? Type 11 if you'd like to see a silver short squeeze. And I know that we already understand that the shorts are being squeezed out right now. And there's a massive amount of shorts, and they're actually naked shorts, meaning they don't have the shares to back it up. This is illegal, but it's hidden. They're dark pools. But the cool thing is that without darkness, there can't be light. And without electricity, or without silver, there can't be electricity. Matter of fact, there can't be a lot of things without silver. And I want, my mission is to see as many human beings around the world own at least 2 ounces. But you know, that's actually impossible for every person on earth to own that much. There's actually not enough. So the question for you is, are you going to try and buy your fair share before it goes up any higher? Or let's say you buy a bunch and then it goes down. Do you get upset or do you get excited? See, I get excited when the price goes down because I know the fundamentals and the long-term strategy is for this. And there's going to be a day where I, live on YouTube, convert this into high-end collectibles, art, real estate, a jet. I'm not joking. I'm going to do this. And if you see that kind of future for yourself, those are the type of people I want to hang out with. I want to hang out with big thinkers. Why wouldn't you want a jet? I mean, if you got the money for it. Is it that in the cards today? Absolutely not. But you watch the convertibility of this when people start to panic. And there is a point at which you want to move out of this. You always hold a little bit because I believe this is a spiritual connection because God created this money. It can't be faked. Dude, type 100 if you agree and understand that. Look, I want to thank everybody that listened. And I honestly believe, and I want you to say it, like, regardless of your net worth, I guarantee you, none of us right now agree with where we are. We want to be somewhere better, right? We want to be wealthier. We want to be happier. We want to have better relationships. We want to have a better, stronger family. But it always has to start with one person. And that's the one that looks in the mirror every morning. It's you. I have to account for myself. And it always starts somewhere. And I will tell you, on the road to investing, this is the greatest thing I've ever done. So far, it's brought me back one of the smallest returns in all of my investing. And it still gets me so excited. I still grin. And to feel the frequency when two of these clang together in my hand, there's nothing like it. It will absolutely change your life. And so I want to say to everybody, regardless of where you are today, if you don't want to be there, I know you want to be a better version of yourself, and that's good. These are the type of you're the type of person I want to hang out with, that I want to be friends with, that I want to associate myself with. But you own 2 ounces of silver. I want you to just say something down in the comment center, and I mean this, and this is why I want this is interactive. You and I are having a conversation right now. Say, I'm a winner. I'm not joking. For all the people that have mocked me over the years, saying that I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to finance, or I don't have a pedigree or the degree to talk about, like all the firemen I used to work with laughing at me when I would talk about this kind of stuff, I'm a winner because I went out and bought 2 ounces. My first purchase was actually a 2-ounce hand-poured bar. I'm a winner. Are you a winner? Look at how many people right now. And the thing, reason, and you may feel sad, sorry, or weird by doing this, and you're by yourself, but I'll tell you what, if you can't do this by yourself and say it out loud, I'm a winner. I'm winning. I'm not losing. I'm going to win and win and win. And I'm not going to stop until I keep winning. And I may even get tired of winning, but I'm going to keep on winning. Why? Because it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about the rest of this world. And you know who I want to see lose? The banks, the governments. Do you agree with that? As you keep winning, they are losing. They try and keep the silver price down. They try and keep it out of the news. We're going to come right back and smack that truth right in front of their face. End of story. You are an awesome, awesome person. Wherever you are in this world, I can't wait to meet you. And I can't wait to televise all of us winning. 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 The Economic Ninja is out. Oh, if you guys want to check out the sale, it's like 6 hours left. Have a great day, guys.